You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
News now here on RNIB Connect Radio about funding from the Motability Foundation to both the RNIB and the Community Rail Network to explore the effectiveness of disability awareness training received by railway staff across the UK to develop new models of training to, in a way, make rail travel more accessible and inclusive. Jim Sanders, RNIB Director of Transformation, joins me now to explain a bit more about how this Motability funding will hopefully help to make rail travel more inclusive and accessible for us all as blind and partially sighted people. Hello, Jim, and thank you for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about this topic.
Jim, this is not the first time that the RNIB have received funding from the Motability Foundation looking into accessible travel, as I believe this new sort of grant funding in a way follows on from previous research, which I think explored some of the barriers to train travel for us all as blind and partially sighted people. Would you sum up some of those findings from that previous research?
Of course, yeah. We've worked with the Motability Foundation on a number of occasions so far, and we've been really lucky to do some really exciting research projects with them. So we did a piece of work called Inclusive Journeys, which was all about travel and what it's like to travel if you're blind or partially sighted. And really interestingly, it found that 35% of blind and partially sighted people are not able to make the journeys on public transport they want to when they want to. So an enormous, you know, over a third of blind and partially sighted people not being able to go where they want, when they want. So we can see the importance and the size of the impact of inaccessible travel and not supporting people. And we've not only done the Inclusive Journeys piece of work, we've also been working with them on a project called Travel Well with Tech, which is looking at how people use tech to travel and how we can gather insights from that to help more people use different modes of transport, different technologies to help them go wherever they want, whenever they want, however they want.
And I suppose the great thing about this new Motability Foundation funding is its research into that disability awareness training. Because I know, you know, sort of for myself, from my own experience as a traveller, that, you know, sometimes the assistance we receive at railway stations can be fantastic and can be really good supports. Other times, sometimes that assistance doesn't arrive, or sometimes you get off a train and there's somebody there, but they don't introduce themselves. So the assistance that we do receive can be quite patchy at times, can't it?
Absolutely. And in some further research around this topic, we found that 63% of blind and partially sighted people felt that the attitudes of the public was one of the main barriers for accessing public transport. And then the second one was a lack of specialist help or the type of specialist help. So those two things accounted for a significant proportion as to why people don't access public transport and barriers to them. So a need to focus on that lack of understanding, that public attitudes piece, and lack of specialist help. But what we found in the research, though, Toby, is that there are a couple of other challenges. So audible information, so lack of or unclear announcements, boarding and alighting, so difficulties with gaps and steps. When it comes to navigation, difficulty finding your seat on a train, navigating the platforms, staff assistance, I mean, often completely unavailable or insufficient, and then also facilities like lack of disabled toilets at station, all big challenges that blind and partially sighted people face day by day trying to travel.
Wow, it sounds quite a lot to deal with, doesn't it? And this is a project between the RNIB and the Community Rail Network. How do you see that partnership working, and are there particular areas of the project that each partner will be working on?
Yes, absolutely. So there's a partnership between RNIB and three other organisations. Community Rail Network is one of them, but Community Rail Network and RNIB will be partnering with two what are called Community Rail Partnerships. So they're there to support the development of the rail network for the benefit of the communities it connects. So it's all about basically making rail travel shaped by the people who use it. So we're working with Community Rail Lancashire and Gloucestershire Community Rail Partnership. So they're two community rail partnerships that we're going to be working with, and they're the grassroots organisations, and they'll be doing a lot of the user engagement. So they have got user groups already around those two local areas that they'll be tapping into, but that's where we'll be looking for people to come forward, and that's where the research will be driven from when we're getting users involved. So then RNIB and Community Rail Network, we hold some of the national relationships. We've got the expertise in innovation and in delivery, and it's that partnership by RNIB and Community Rail Network which will then look after the delivery of the project, managing those relationships and how we take an innovation approach to the solution which we're looking for, which I think is a really key bit of making this project a success.
And it's great to know that, you know, sort of blind and partially sighted people and other disabled people will be involved in the sort of effectiveness and research of the disability awareness training that railway staff get, which is always good to know that, you know, people will have that opportunity of getting involved.
Absolutely. I think it's really key. For any piece of design like this, you need to have people with a lived experience at the heart of it to make sure that fundamentally shapes the message which is being communicated. The reality is, from the research, it shows that many rail staff are either unfamiliar with or don't know how to talk to disabled people about their disabilities and about the help which they need, which is a really important part of them being able to support someone effectively and in the right way for it to work. So what we're going to look at is what are some of those barriers to those conversations, and what is a really effective way of enabling people, training people, teaching people how to have those conversations. But it's not just that which we're going to look at. So we're not just looking at the rail staff themselves, but what are some of the wider conditions which mean that rail staff don't have the time, don't have the expertise, don't have the experience to support disabled people in the way in which they need to. And so we'll be looking at, you know, the broader conditions that create that and be looking to see if there are any interventions that we can make to change those sets of conditions.
And this, I believe, is a 2-year project. When do you think we will all start seeing real change in the assistance that we receive when we travel by rail?
Well, it's a good question. So we want to get a really good solution in place here. And I think sometimes that takes time and understanding some of the problems. And these problems are really probably societal problems, because a lot of it's attitudinal. That's not always the easiest thing to do. But after we've understood the problem in detail, finding a solution, a really effective, a sticky solution that's going to stay, is also a challenging thing. So we will be starting to talk to people with lived experience in this summer. We'll be looking to then write a report that ultimately suggests solutions for the future and have tested and piloted those solutions for the future about a year later. So we would then hope that they will be picked up and adopted, and that organisations like RNIB will be able to go in, if the solution is training, but organisations like RNIB will be able to go in and provide some of that training for rail staff, like we already do, but delivering a more effective, more impactful training that lasts and really sticks.
Sounds exciting. And I suppose finally, Jim, how can people find out more about the project and any opportunities that they might be able to get involved in as well?
So great question, Toby. Community Rail Lancashire and Gloucestershire Community Rail Partnership will be leading with the user engagement, and we'll be looking to go out initially in the summer and then be bringing people in over the subsequent 6 months or so as part of the initial phase of the project. So the engagement will be through them, but you'll also be able to find out about it on RNIB website, and we will be promoting it on all of our channels as well.
Well, I would say check out the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk, and also our social media channels probably in the summer to find out a little bit more. But thank you so much indeed, Jim, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about this great Mobility Foundation funded project, which will hopefully make train travel more accessible and inclusive for us all as blind and partially sighted people.
Thank you, Toby.